Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
All right, two down, one to go here on the firm of Harris and Morang. After us, you can check Ducks Insider with Joey Mack as they get ready for a big game against Iowa that you can catch right here, home of the Ducks. 105.1 The Fan, the Fan Sports Network. I'm very excited for this Oregon-Iowa game this weekend, and I might even be more excited to talk about it all week, so stick with us. We'll probably start diving in some nuggets, maybe starting tomorrow. We'll have Tyson Alger on Wednesday, as we always do, to get ready for this game. Side note, and we'll talk about it all week, why the AP poll didn't slide Iowa into the top 25 just to prop up the Big Ten.
And to give Oregon, if Oregon wins, another top 25.
Totally. This is like something they do all the time, propping teams up to make matchups look better than they might actually be. Now, I think this is a really great matchup, and it's actually kind of the opposite of it.
And Iowa technically is 26 because they're the first one out receiving votes.
But you guys do this in the SEC and the Big Ten all the time. Mm-hmm. To just prop up matchups.
Why is Tennessee there at 6-3?
Exactly. Why is Cincinnati there? They get absolutely housed.
Yeah, I don't understand.
So that'll be fun. That'll be fun to catch you and get Ducks Insider from 1 to 2, and then the Fan Happy Hour with Luke Anderson from 2 to 3, and then, baby, is prime time from 3 to 7 to take you all the way home, finishing up 13 hours of live, local, continuous, regional sports talk radio. Right here on the Fan Sports Network. Coming up this hour, I wrote on my page here, Joe Flacco is elite. So we will get back into some NFL chatter. But let's talk Blazers, Danny. You want to talk Blazers?
Yeah.
Blazers?
Had a great win.
Halloween night, 107-109. Portland Trail Blazers take down the Denver Nuggets in their first game of the NBA Cup. And Danny, we talked about this game on Halloween on Friday, talking about point differential, how it matters. I don't think we said it, but we kind of assumed Denver would win just because they're very good. Mm-hmm. That Nikola Jokic guy, go look at his stat line. Very, very good basketball player.
Very good basketball player. Denver Nuggets are a very good team. Real quick, a couple people asked, is anybody going to, should we expect any players to come correct for Halloween? I nailed it.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
I'm standing in the tunnel. If you go to my social media, you'll see the video. And I see D turn the corner, and he looks at me and he smiles. I'm like, okay, grab the phone, and he hits the, oh, yeah, as he's walking down. And, yeah, it was an electric costume. Donovan Klingon, I said, was another one.
Mm-hmm.
He brought his dog, and he was the kid from Up.
I know. I saw that, and I loved it. Although a 7'2" kid from Up is hilarious.
It's so great.
And he had a puppy.
Uh-huh. He just got the pup, 6 months ago,
I think?
It's
funny. When I saw that, the first thought in my mind was like, who had to clean up that dog's poop while it sat in the locker room all game? Somebody.
Probably the family room hanging out with the kids.
But I think what's wild is we walked into that game hoping for point differential, and I don't think...
keep it close.
Keep it close. The one thing we didn't expect...
Might as well go win the whole f***ing thing.
Mm-hmm. And they did. And they look good doing it, dude. And I'll tell you what, man. I don't know if this is just proximity, me hanging around you too much, or this job or what. Dude... I don't know how many games they're going to win this year. I don't know what the ceiling is for this team.
But they're fun.
They're fun to watch. This team is fun to watch. And for us who follow them, you more specifically than I do, they're fun to follow. We kind of talked about this at the beginning of the year about how fun this team would be to watch in comparison. New Orleans is not going to be very good. Phoenix is not going to be very good. Utah's not going to be very good. And Portland's not going to be very good. That's how we started the year. But if there was a team you could choose to watch night in, night out, I think if you're a true hooper and you live in Jersey, and I got to tell you, who's a bad team in the West that you're forced to watch? I think the answer would be the Blazers. And I think it's paying off.
They are a top five league pass team.
And when you say that, what do you mean?
If you are a neutral and you are flipping around NBA league
pass, this is like actual stat or what you think?
No, it's what I think.
Okay.
Like if you're like, I want to watch a team this year.
You're Brandon Sprague, Danny Morang, who are big hoopers, but you live in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yep. And you're like, you know what? I've got my team. You
hate Ja Morant and the Memphis Grizzlies.
You're pissed at the entire Grizzlies organization right now. You're like, I'm going to watch somebody else. You know what? I need to pick a team in the Western time zone. Portland. You are watching the Trailblazers because they are hectic.
Mm-hmm.
They are chaos personified. Now, their offense, when it gets muddled in the half court, it is nasty. I'm working on a piece right now on the Patreon that I'm trying to get all the data out. I wanted to get a couple more games into it. But 50% of their offense is coming before 15 on the shot clock.
Ooh, I like that.
They are playing fast.
I like that.
They are leading the NBA still. The Nuggets games, the first time this season, through six games, they have not turned the opponent over 20 times. They turned them over 16 times. What was it 14, I believe? 14 were steals? Want to double check it? 11 were steals. Excuse me. I'm confusing my numbers here. But the Blazers took care of the ball, only had 12 turnovers themselves. It's another game, though. All six games, they've had double-digit steals. They lead the NBA in steal percentage. They are at, turnover percentage, turning over teams, they're at 21.6. The next team down is at 17.8. So you almost have a 4% differential between those two, and you have to go down. The gap between one and two is just under 4%. To get that same gap, you have to go from 2 to 18 in the NBA.
Well,
that's how good they are at turning teams over.
I mean, the pace is the pace is what makes it fun. Look, mm-hmm. if you're kind of, and I don't know how much longer I'm going to say this, but I will say this today, and just the caveat is there is a chance I stop saying this. If you are a bad team, you need to give me a reason to watch. And the reason to watch the Blazers is pace.
It's pace, it's effort, it's tenacity, it's disruption.
It's ball movement. It's there's no guy on the team yet. There is for us who watch it night in, night out, but if you're that guy in Nashville, Tennessee, top five league pass, who's the guy on the Blazers? Nobody.
It's Denny.
It's Denny and JG off the bench.
But it's Denny, Drew, and Jeremy. It's those three guys, and everybody else is covering up like two.
But it's very team basketball.
And, you know, we're getting this far into it. They have suffered some injuries that are going to present a problem because...
Yeah, talk to me about Blake Wesley.
So the Blazers are carrying 15 players, but they're really only carrying 14 because Damian Lillard is not going to play this year. So guard depth is always going to be an issue for them.
Still waiting on Scoot.
Scoot is, again, people keep asking, you're not going to get an update because it was 4 to 8 weeks before return to basketball. And unless something changes there, you're not going to get an update.
We're not even at 4 weeks.
Well, no, we are. We are.
Oh, are we at four?
We were just at 4 weeks on Friday or Saturday. I checked in, guys. I ask.
Mm-hmm.
And if I have an update, I'll give it to you. But from, you know, kind of my discussions with people, there's a reason why I'm saying Christmas.
Calling in the press conference. Somebody's calling and they're like, Danny Morang, don't ask.
Yeah.
Don't ask. All right.
Look, I ask behind the scenes, and then if there's something there that I can report, I will. But there's a reason I'm saying Christmas. That's just what I'll say.
Do you think with this Blake Wesley injury that...
It's more detrimental than you think.
Oh, for sure. And so my question is can you run Caleb Love out there in the stead while you're waiting on him?
He's going to.
Or are you going to go... Are you trying to find a 10-day, two-way kind of player to pick up?
They can't do that quite yet, but one of the two-way guys, their two-way rosters are full right now because they added Javonte at the end of the preseason. They gave him the two-way, yeah. But Caleb Love's going to play. Chris Murray's going to play.
Someone needs to tell Caleb Love that not every shot looks good.
Well, that's his lot in life.
I know.
He's a guy that knows how to get shots up, and that is
watched
a skill.
Him in college do it, and it's great in college, but in the NBA, it doesn't always work that way.
He's, you know, he knows what he's out there to do. But their guard depth is hit because not only so Blake Wesley suffered a fracture of his fifth metatarsal in his right foot, and when it happened, he sat down on the floor and grabbed his foot, and I went, damn, like you just kind of knew what it was. As of right now, no surgery, but you're probably looking at, you know, anywhere between, I'll just be, you know, cautious and say 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Matisse Thybulle tore the UCL in his thumb. guy kind of jumped into him, and Tease had his hand out a little bit weird. And when it happened, he shook his hand so violently, I was like, he popped something. I was like, damn it. And Tease was playing. No,
Matisse Thybulle has been great.
Tease and Blake have been incredible. They are two of the biggest disruptors, not just on the Blazers roster, but in the NBA. When Blake Wesley went down, he had 3 steals already in 10 minutes. He was so, so disruptive. And those two guys, they are kind of the tip of their spear because they're in. You can't screen them. I don't think there's two guys in the league that are harder to screen than those two guys. You just can't get bodies on them. They're so slippery and so slithery. And because of that, the Blazers can just come at you in wave after wave after wave of defenders. And now so you're going to get Caleb Love out there. Chris Murray's going to get some more minutes. Chris played incredible in the fourth quarter against the Nuggets. I know some people are mad because he smoked the layup. But other than that, he was great for them, which is why Tiago went with him. It's been very funny. Tiago took over for the Blazers after Chauncey is obviously put on leave.
What? I saw Chauncey this weekend. We were playing cards.
And already I've seen some fans like mad because Shaedon Sharpe isn't getting minutes and Chris Murray's playing. Like, oh, but I thought Chauncey was the problem. You know, that's already happening because people love to yell at coaches. But the guard depth for the Blazers is going to be tested. No Blake Wesley, no Matisse Thybulle. Caleb Love's going to have to step in. You don't have Damian Lillard. It's just.
And that's the question I was going to ask. Do you see Tiago playing around with maybe bigger lineups?
Yeah.
Just to see, like, Yong might get some more playing time.
We'll see where that goes.
I mean, dependent on Rob Will, too, yeah. Of course. But could we see Duop and Klingon on the floor at the same time?
I think you're going to get more Ryan Repair.
Yeah.
And Roops has been good defensively in his stance. He's had 2 bad missed threes that he's had to rush at the end of shot clocks. And I think people are getting a little overreactionary about that. But it's they're getting an early test with the backcourt limitations with injuries with Scoot, Blake, Matisse, and Dame down.
So you know how Flies refuse to move from animal feces? Is Tumani Kamara the fly and the animal feces is Austin Reeves tonight?
He is going
let
to have
Luca do Luca things but shut down Reeves.
No, that's true because Luca's gonna be back and he's been, I think Luca's averaging a 40 a game.
Dude, Luca's a top 3 player in basketball.
Yeah, in through 4 games, Luca's averaging 41.3 on 55-30-80 shooting with 11.5 rebounds and 8.3 assists. He is averaging a near 40-point triple-double.
Boy, things aren't getting easier for Tiago, that's for sure.
I mean, the first 15 games of the Blazers this season is brutal. But, hey, if the Blazers come out of this at 500 or better, you got to feel good.
And I just mean in the sense of, obviously, the circumstances in which he took the job. But now, you know, now you're guard shy, you know. And
you're 2.
Yeah. Now,
3.
Yeah, now you're... This lineup that's working, oh, cool, now I have to redo it.
Yep. Welcome to NBA basketball.
This bench rotation, now I have to redo it.
They got me all wet.
Yeah, dude. Good luck to you, amigo.
But it'll be fun tonight. Luke in the house is always fun.
Everybody hates the Lakers in this town, too, so tune in. We'll check back in on that game tomorrow. When we come back, let's head back into the NFL. Joe Flacco is elite. You've heard it here. Hall of Fame, man? 105 won the fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
All righty, coming up next, we'll have a conversation about J.J. McCarthy. I figured out how he plays football, Danny. I figured out how he plays football.
Mm.
And so we'll get to that in 15 minutes, but I wrote down on my sheet, Joe Flacco is elite. Tom's Braids holds the record for most passing yards in a game after being 40 years old.
Mm.
Until Joe Flacco beat him by 2 yards.
Yeah, dang.
That's right, dude. Joe Flacco is now your NFL historical leader in most passing yards by a quarterback in a game while over 40 years old. Look, man, this guy just won't go away.
47 pass attempts for a guy that old is
he won't go away.
Wild.
He won't go away. Four TDs, 470 yards.
Chase and Higgins both go for 100 apiece.
Yeah, dude.
Imagine if they had...
Dude, that ball T. Higgins caught in coverage was amazing.
Look, Higgins was struggling when Burrow first went down and Browning just couldn't find him at all. I mean, to be fair, he wasn't really finding Chase either. But it just goes to show you just how bad that Bengals defense is. Good.
I know.
Gravy.
I know. I think you're in a really tough spot, too. I think Zach Taylor will be fired at the end of the year because now you have guys pointing fingers in the locker room. You got guys dropping F-bombs in post-game interviews from their locker, and you are in the same room as the defense. You got people yelling in the tunnel, coming out, we can't get one bleep and stop, you know, like, do your job. Like, things are fracturing in Cincinnati really badly, and I think you're lucky to have Joe Flacco because despite being over 40 in a bag of bones, he's kind of keeping them together a little bit.
A little bit? They ran the ball 15 times for 45 yards. What do you mean? He threw the ball almost 50 times. That's nuts.
Where does Joe Flacco sit in the pantheon? Are we just going to, like, this is a cute little story, or can we actually give this guy praise? I keep saying it because, dude, we spent years in the media years asking if Joe Flacco was a top 10 quarterback. All the meanwhile being a top 10 quarterback.
The Hall of Very Good.
The Hall of Very Good. He's a poster child for it. I don't know, man. Can what you do over 40, defying the odds and father time, can that gain you the respect you deserve?
No.
Because I don't think Rivers got it in his twilight when he was in Indianapolis. Tom's Braid won a Super Bowl, but he's the greatest of all time.
He had already done it.
Rodgers is having a better year in Pittsburgh than he did on the Jets.
Sure.
So that helps, but Rodgers' reputation was cemented. He could go over there and vomit all over himself, yeah. And he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. But Flacco's just in a really, really, really weird spot. He's the Hall of Really Good. He may be the best in the Hall of Really
the
Good.
The best very good quarterback of all time.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about him, man. I just like his leadership a lot, and I think on a team that's falling apart, that leadership is very, very important. And I don't know where they'd be without him, if I'm being honest.
It goes to show you the level of competency that he has.
That just goes to show you what quarterback means,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Because Browning's, what, 20 years younger?
Yeah. I mean, not 20, but yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, 15.
Yeah, and has more physical capability than a guy like Joe.
Yeah, and then...
And yet... There.
Yeah.
There's your production.
And looking at the quarterbacks in this game, you know, you slide over to Caleb Williams, and I don't understand it. I don't get it. I was talking with my buddy Elliot yesterday, and I was like, dude, I think I'm out on Caleb Williams because I don't understand it. And I trust his football opinion. He said to me, I'm not. He's great. I was like, really? He goes, yeah, it's there.
I mean,
talent's there.
He was still really good.
But statistically, it just never screams at me. And maybe I need to be better with my eyeballs. I know we've talked a lot of eyeball tests today.
I mean, he had 350 yards and 3 touchdowns and no turnovers?
He caught a touchdown.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
I mean...
I like that.
And I mean, Monagai was man possessed.
That's insane, dude. Those numbers are stupid.
I mean, the Bears ran the ball 37 times, threw the ball 37 times. Also insane, the Bears had 4 people throw a ball.
Yeah, what is that?
Caleb Bajant came in for the one. DJ Moore attempted one, and Cole Komet attempted one. Like, it's like, wait, what? Ben Johnson got in his bag yesterday.
But you score 47 points, and he doesn't throw over 300 yards. Do I need to get that out of my head?
Yeah.
Because for some reason, it's this, like, litmus test that I'm like, why can't he throw for 300 yards?
Shorter fields, certainly, but also, like, he was, the running game was ripping off. Like, Monongai ran for a .176. He had the one long run of 39, but he also had some other chunk plays. And you had Caleb.
Is that the best game of the year running back wise? Anybody got him more yards?
Didn't Derrick Henry have like a .180 opening night?
Yeah, I don't remember.
If I remember right, somewhere right around there.
Before he had the whoopsies.
Yeah. The opening night he ran roughshod. Remember? Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, it's up there performance. But I mean, again, 37 carries for 283 yards for the Bears. It's almost 8 yards a carry.
I think I've convinced myself that I need to use my eyeballs better with Caleb Williams. You want to know the worst part about that? Mm. Is now I have to watch more Bears games.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you
what. Dude, this team's not fun to watch. It's, like, really weird and frustrating.
It's cardiac Bears because their defense, I mean, like, the Bengals' defense is atrocious. But this Bears' defense is supposed to be good, and it's just not been good. But the Bears are 5-3. They're 5-3.
And where's my Rome Odunze, dude? He had 3 targets and no catches.
It's a weird one. It's a weird one. Like, so the Bears' 3 losses this year. The J.J. McCarthy miracle fourth quarter.
On Monday Night Football.
Lions, they got bludgeoned when the Lions came out and said, hey, Ben Johnson, welcome back.
Yeah, man. And they needed that win really bad, too. That was more of a culture, less anti-Ben Johnson and more like they needed to get right.
And then Caleb crapped the bed against the Ravens. Other than that, the Bears have handled business.
This is the last quarterback you can think of that was like this. Just so polarizing. That one person sits there and goes, dude, this guy's amazing. And somebody else goes, I don't know.
It might be the Bears with Justin Fields, but people are talking themselves into it.
Oh, God, no. I don't think so. Caleb's way better than that.
He is, but a lot of Bears fans really believe in Justin Fields. And Eberflus was a terrible coach and Pace.
Just blamed him and,
yeah,
and Matt Nagy.
And we talk about bad coaching in the NFL and how it can impact quarterbacks for sure. I want to get through a year of Ben Johnson with Caleb. I mean, obviously, I'm pro Caleb for very obvious reasons, but also I think his talent is overwhelming.
Yeah.
Like, again, he had almost 350 total yards, ran the ball for 50 yards, threw for, was it 280, 290, something like that. Didn't turn the ball over, catches a touchdown. Like, I mean, he's very talented, but this Bears defense is just, what the hell is going on? They've given up, what, 52 to the Lions? The Raiders, who are egregious, scored 24. Commanders were 24. Saints are bad. 30 to the Ravens, 42 to the Bengals. And that was a Ravens team that didn't have Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? It's like, what is going on with this defense?
Thank you, text line. James Cook, 215 a couple weeks ago. Rico,
I forgot about
200.
Yep.
Yeah, I knew it wasn't the best, but I just saw
it's
those.
Up there.
I saw those numbers, and they just popped out of my eyeballs. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Because I did not watch this game.
No, I watched the highlights and condensed version.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, let's see what this looks like. But yeah, no, I.
Good luck to the Bengals going forward, man. This ship is about to explode, and Zach Taylor is gonna get fired. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I think him and Stefanski are probably the two coaches in that division that are out.
You think they're gonna fire Stefanski? Yeah.
They handed the play calling duties off again. Tommy Reese is handling the offensive play calling.
Dude, if Stefanski gets fired, he's gonna get hired in a second.
Yeah, he's a really good coach.
He's a really good coach. Bengals got at the Steelers. Casey's Steelers next
week.
Hard
to beat a team twice.
Hard to beat a team twice. Never forget. Patriots, Ravens, Bills, Ravens.
Good luck.
Dolphins, Cardinals, Browns to finish the year.
I mean, do you trust them? They can score with anybody, but their defense would also give up as many points. So.
I'll take them over the Dolphins. I'll take them over the Cardinals.
There you go. Congratulations, Bengals. You're a better tire fire than the two worst tire fires in baseball or in football.
Let's stick in the NFL.
Baseball,
let's stick in the NFL, and we'll stay in the NFC North. I think I figured out what J.J. McCarthy is as a quarterback. I think I figured it out. We'll go there next. Before we do that, though, it's Casey with sports.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
We'll have closing arguments coming up here in about 10 minutes or so. Send you on your way. Danny and I are very excited. It's like Christmas Eve for us, or Christmas Day.
Love it.
There's a good one tonight, too. That I won't be able to quad box because I don't have ESPN.
You know what, though? I'll be at the game tonight, and I can flip it over on my monitor.
I know you can.
Hmm.
And I'm going to watch it. Maybe I'll just, you know, sail the high seas for Monday Night Football on my laptop. And then quad box other things going on. It is currently 3:30 on the East Coast. And if they have not announced that ESPN is on YouTube TV tonight, it's not going to be.
I mean,
the Dallas Cowboys are on Monday Night Football. And like,
and both
35 million people aren't going to watch
it. Yeah, YouTube and the mouse are both giving each other the bird right now. Awesome.
Look, the Cowboys aren't very good, and this matchup, like, stinks on paper. But you start messing around with the NFL, you start messing around with Monday Night Football and the biggest brand in the NFL.
And college football.
The college football, I could see them punishing fans for a weekend. Mm-hmm. I wasn't shocked by that. But icing people out of a standalone NFL game, and it's the Cowboys on Monday? The Stones on ESPN, man.
Well, I mean, they're all doing us a favor.
Well, I agree, but still, we would all still watch it. You're going to the Blazer game tonight. If you didn't have the Blazers, dude, it's on your TV at home. It is.
It's not.
It's Monday Night Football, dude. It's a standalone game.
You don't know me. I'm league passing pretty hard. I'll check the score on the ticker. I'm not watching that game.
Does league pass let you do multi-screen? Quad box?
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice. Simple things in life.
I don't have league pass. I'm not going to do. I'm not a hooper that much.
Yeah, I am.
I got Blazer Vision, though.
You do.
No antenna. Mm. No antenna for this guy. Although the game tonight is on ABC, right? So I
don't
or is
ask,
it just ESPN?
Don't ask me.
I don't know if it's just ESPN or ABC. I cannot remember.
These are not. Yes, I work and I do the post game show. Don't ask me where it's at. I don't. I don't know. It's one of those things where
Danny does not care. It is on ABC.
It's one of those things.
Look,
where
maybe I'll go get an antenna tonight. All right.
It's just one of those things where I'm there doing the thing, so I don't know.
I've been teasing this throughout the entire day, but I think I figured out JJ McCarthy. Mm. Big win by the Vikings this weekend. Look, this team.
It was a win.
It's crazy. Like when Kevin O'Connell has his guy. This team is like a completely different thing. And I know Carson Wentz came out and said all the right things. Nobody's pressuring me to play. You know, I'm a gamer. I want to play no matter what. Blah, blah, blah. But Kevin KOC is this kind of guy that thinks, like, if you're not his guy, dude, you're going under the bus.
Yeah.
Hard. hard because
he'll tear your shoulder off.
Because JJ McCarthy is his guy, and they looked good yesterday. They looked really good yesterday. I figured it out. JJ McCarthy is JJ McCarthy is Paul Walker from Varsity Blues or Johnny Moxon. He is a high school quarterback who is good looking and the stud of the high school. And he's got the big black war paint and he's like a dude and he's kind of getting away with it in the NFL. You know, we've talked about how much.
Is he though?
I think he kind of is.
When you barely complete 50% of your passes, you throw for under 150 yards and a bad pick.
When I think about JJ McCarthy, I think about the Monday Night Football win against the Browns or against the Bears, and I think of yesterday against the Lions, just like gaming it and not being very good. Someone tried to tell me, well, JJ McCarthy was really good at Michigan. I was like, no, he was not. He was absolutely not good. But we, to coin a phrase, wax poetic about the New York Giants.
You're waxing.
And how Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo and Malik Nabers give me this like, well, not Malik so much, but Cam and Jackson give me like college vibes in the NFL. And we kind of like it. It's a little refreshing.
Yes, but Jackson also makes throws and plays with his legs of like...
Of an NFL quarterback.
Of an NFL quarterback. I agree. Like, that's the difference. It's like JJ McCarthy, I think you're right.
Is a high school quarterback. He's like, a good-looking, great high school quarterback.
Yeah, it's like, did he win them the game? No. No, he didn't. And he almost lost him a game. Like,
but he won it, and he's standing on the sidelines, and guys are next to him, riding or dying with him.
And that's like there's certainly like a likability index with him. Like, his guys love him. But if you're asking me, like, heading into that draft, you can pull all the tape you want. You're going to hear me say it a million times. Nope, 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 nope. Don't
hard
want
pass,
him.
Hard pass.
Don't want anything to do with him. Perfectly fine, likable guy. Don't care. Want nothing to do with him. Much like the quarterback class coming into the draft this year, as I look at it right now, I'm like, no, I have zero interest in any of these guys. I don't want to, like, if this is The Bachelor and this is, I'm the contestant here, I'm not handing out roses to anybody. None of them.
Of
redo,
that quarterback draft?
New class.
Wait, Drake May.
No. I'm talking about JJ McCarthy and then this quarterback class.
Oh.
if you put JJ McCarthy in this quarterback class, I'm going,
you're still passing?
Nope. We're going opening week and they're handing out roses. I'm like, new cast.
I don't know what it is, but I find him captivating.
Is this you appealing to your Michigan family?
No, not at all. They don't listen, dude. They don't care.
You're pandering.
I am not, because I think JJ McCarthy sucks. But for some reason, man, I watch him. He's got my eyeballs. If they're on a Monday night game, dude, I want to see it.
The Vikings ran for a 142. That is 1 yard less than JJ McCarthy threw for.
Let's see here. Sunday night on December 14th at the Cowboys, dude. I'm going to be glued to that. Ugh. Christmas against the Lions on Netflix. I'm going to be glued to that.
Ugh.
I don't know, man. But sometimes I get this wild stuff in my heart where I'm like, dude, I got to watch this. I didn't watch Stanford this weekend.
But you do love crappy things.
Why do I like crappy things?
I don't know. You do.
God.
You like to wax poetically about crappy things.
And why is that?
I don't know.
I don't think he's Paul Walker. I think he's Johnny Moxon. I think he's James Vanderbeek.
Yeah. Yes.
The backup, kind of weird.
Yeah.
But still good looking.
Look, I like my quarterback to have a little more tweeter energy.
As the text line points out, she broke my heart, so I broke her jaw. That movie's so great. I need to watch that movie again.
Yeah, I'm not, if you want to call me a hater, somebody, I said I'm not a Gunnar Stockton guy, and somebody...
You're not a Gunnar Stockton guy. I don't know if I am either.
Somebody texted in, I'm just like, and he's like, but his completion percentage is this, and his interception to touchdown ratio is this, and he just wins, and I'm like, that's fine. That's not my quarterback. If you want to talk about my biases or whatever, biases, I don't trust Ohio State quarterbacks. Like, that's just a thing that I just don't. Like,
well, history has proven to us that we shouldn't.
You know what I mean? These are things that are just baked in and intrinsic. We talk about the eyeball test. Like, for you, you're like, I need to watch more Caleb. I watched Caleb up close a couple times. Like,
yeah.
I've seen him do stuff that JJ McCarthy can't even dream of doing. And I'm like, I will always lean towards that. than I will of, oh, he's a gamer. Like, is Jackson Dart a gamer? Yeah, but he's also a big, strong-armed, mobile, incredibly athletic dude who, like, played in a system at Ole Miss where we saw him do what? Be prolific.
Mm-hmm.
We have never seen J.J. McCarthy
ever
be prolific, ever.
And to be fair, he has Aaron Jones as a running back, Jordan Addison, Justin Jefferson, like the team's got
TJ Hawkinson, like,
yeah, the team's got players.
And Jordan Mason in the backfield too.
There you go, yeah.
And we just talked about how great of a coach KOC is. Like, he has all of the things.
Situation is everything.
And we look at it, we're like, but he's a gamer. I'm just like, but why? Why? Is it just because of how he looks and how he carries himself? Like, certainly that's a part of it, because Kyler Murray's talented as hell, but everybody hates his guts. You know what I mean? Like,
is the NFL, or just players in the NFL in general, starting to like quarterbacks who don't take the shine away from the other stars?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes, they do.
Jared Goff.
Yes, they do. Unless you're on the Kansas City Chiefs or the Buffalo Bills, you don't want your quarterback being Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes.
That's a really good point.
Do you think JSN loves that Sam Darnold is his quarterback? Hell yeah, he does. Hell yeah, he does. That's a great point, Casey.
Jeff Teague told this story on his podcast about his rookie year when he came in minicamp. He was giving guys 40 in the preseason, and he was talking. Nick Van Exel was his vet on that team, and Nick's like, do they mess with you? And he's like, I don't know, man. He's like, go ask Joe Johnson. Go ask Joe. You know, he's vibe. And he asked Joe, and Joe hit some version of, oh, yeah, you know, you're all right, man. You're all right, young fella. And he came back and told Nick, and Nick goes, no, he don't mess with you. He don't mess with you because you don't get him the ball. You take his shine away. Get him the ball. Get him the ball. And then he goes, so what? You know what I did? I started passing the ball to Joe every single time down the floor. All of a sudden, Joe was like, you know what? You're my guy, young fella. I love you. You know why? Because Joe Johnson was getting paid. And then you had Josh Smith like, hey, young fella, where's the ball? You had Al Horford like, hey, young fella, where's the ball? He's like, all of a sudden, I had to just start passing everybody the ball. But guess what? Everybody liked me, and I got paid. So you know what I did?
I passed
did
the ball.
But that's a really good point, Casey. There may be an element of that if you're not one of those guys, but you don't, number one, you don't mess it up. Because if you mess it up, then, you know, you're gone. But if you perform to a certain level and everybody else gets to eat, guys will love you.
If you're not tier one, if you're not Joe, Lamar, Patrick, Josh.
Sam Darnold.
No, I wouldn't even put it. If you're not one of those top dogs, you know, Aaron gets the credit for it because he's a Hall of Famer and a vet. But he wouldn't be in this because of his age, but he's earned it. Unless you're one of those dudes, I think you want a Sam Darnold, a Jalen Hurts. Because Jalen Hurts, they win football games, but he doesn't outshine anybody else on his team. Sometimes he's the reason they win. Very rarely is he the reason they lose, but he is not often the stud of the game. It's Saquon, it's AJ, it's Devonta.
The defense,
also, you know, Carter. And
flip it over to Miami, and Tua all of a sudden being the story. And look at how problematic it is.
Yep, and that's been an absolute disaster. Mm-hmm. That's a great point. That's a really, really great point. Look at Arizona.
Somebody brought up the YouTube, Bo Nix.
Quiet.
It's never about
quiet Bo. I would say Herbie as well, although he better be careful.
He's
dating hot chicks and Harbaugh.
Stepping on that line.
He's dipping his toe in the water.
He's dipping his toe. But if this team gets healthy and they go on a playoff run and he's, you know, losing in an AFC championship game, that'll put him status.
Yep.
He wins an MVP. That'll put him in that Joe Burrow.
Because it's you making
then
plays.
Then you own it.
Yep.
But yeah, you can't outshine unless you're one of those top dudes. That's a very fascinating, fascinating spot. All right, we come back. It'll be closing arguments. We'll send you on your way. 105.1 The Fan. All right, that's going to do it for us. We'll send you on your way. Before we do that, we will get into closing arguments. Something we talked about earlier on the show about whether or not you need to play Jaden Daniels, and Dan Quinn thinks you shouldn't have played Jaden Daniels.
Dan Quinn, answering the elephant in the room, is asked why Jaden Daniels is out there when he was, and he responded with, I get that. I've been thinking about it nonstop, too, and man, I missed it. That's 100% on me.
Wow.
Look, credit to him for stepping up there and just...
Well, he's a guy.
He is.
He's a Dan Campbell type guy.
He's a football guy.
Yeah.
Honestly, the first comment underneath this, people are overthinking this because he was hurt. He was in the game for the same reason Jackson was in for Baltimore. The coaches are trying to get the meaningful reps that they're missing time with an injury. You're just going to see that.
And that's what we were talking about, because I firmly believe that in the NFL, look, if you're losing by 40 in college and you're Gunnar Stockton or you're Julian Sayin,
or if you're up 40, you wrap it up and you go.
Or Cade Klubnik, Nussmeier, one of the vets versus one of the kids, like, Yeah, look, just get out of there.
But you're a professional.
But you're a professional, and you're supposed to, because you can still be coached. Mm-hmm. You can still be checking schemes and trying new
stuff. Finding some rhythm, trying cadences, getting stuff, just getting stuff back after missing some time, some extended time.
Yeah, and Dan Quinn is just gutted because...
Oh, the camera panning to him, it went immediately, and you could just see, like, he was like, oh, God. And it wasn't like a... It wasn't a woe is me. It was... He was gutted.
Yeah.
Not just because of what it means for the team. He's looking at his quarterback and be like, I had him out there.
Dude, you know what I'm going to be watching, though, next year on Jaden Daniels? Are you injury prone?
It was the question because he's a skinny man.
Mm-hmm.
Those Washington quarterbacks.
He wasn't clean all last year. Not like this year. Definitely not like this year, but he wasn't clean all last year.
He got dinged around.
Yeah, and sometimes the NFL, you just get dinged around. Man, that surgery today does not feel good.
I mean, if they can do it today.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be like tons of swelling or something. I mean,
usually it's a couple days because the swelling, when you tear everything, is not great, Bob.
I was really excited to watch that game last night, too.
Yeah, it was not good.
It was not good. Danny, today's Christmas Day for people like you and me.
It is.
At 4 o'clock, I will be watching Florida and Arizona play basketball today.
Hey, the rest of the slate is not great, but college basketball here to stay.
No, my wife is going to be so mad. She has no idea that college basketball starts tonight.
Hooray.
She's going to be so mad.
I start going through and on Synergy. Shout out to the folks at Synergy who give me my wonderful, wonderful access to all of the basketball things in the world. I've shown you what I have access to. And
it's,
like,
it's wild.
What?
It's pretty cool.
I'm like, if there is a game being played on this planet, I've got access.
I even asked you. I was like, "Ooh, can I get that login?" And you ghosted me. You did not respond.
that one they protect very tightly.
I was like, did he not hear me? I don't want to ask again, though.
I can literally click a box and go download. And I can download all of the clips from any games that I want to. And that's why I start my files on draft prospects. So Florida, Arizona, definitely one that I have clicked the box on. Be like, let's go ahead and make a little highlight reel on this one.
Yeah, that's a little must-watch basketball for me tonight. Who do you like in college basketball this year?
Florida's
returning Florida, a ton of guys. Sure. They could repeat.
I was talking to a couple scouts over the weekend before the game Friday night, and then just texting back and forth. One guy that I really trust, one of my favorite scouts out there, I was like, do you think Duke can be a better team this year?
100%. We've talked about this off the air. If Cooper Flagg came back this year, they would steamroll everyone
and
win a natty.
One of the best, if not the best collection of college basketball talent we may have ever seen.
Yep, I agree.
They are so loaded, and they are deeper.
And they don't have Flag. They don't have Cooper this year, but they might go back to the Final Four.
Cam Boozer is like a weird hybrid of Kevin Love and Tim Duncan. He's that good. He doesn't make mistakes.
Purdue starts as the number one overall team in the nation.
Braden Smith is a front runner for National Player of the Year.
Yep.
Like, that's certainly there.
Michigan's in their window right now.
Yoxel Lindeberg transferring from UAB. He's an absolute stud.
You know, I've heard there's a lot of pressure on Rick Pitino, and I'm not quite sure why.
They're starting season number two?
Yeah, number three. But, like, he's brought St. John's out of the ashes, you know, and, like, put them on the national stage. I'm confused as to why there would be pressure on old Slick Rick.
I just think that there just is. It just is.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
I like the Johnnies this year. I love UCLA this year. I think UCLA is going to be really good. And UCLA is going to show you why they went to the Big Ten. They didn't care about football. They went to the Big Ten for basketball.
I mean, they're going to go through. UCLA is going to be a very good team. It's going to be interesting to see what UConn does.
I'm interested in Kansas.
Kansas might have the best player in the country. Shout out Rob's Fighting Jayhawks. Darren Peterson is
Rock
a
chalk.
Dude. BYU with DeBonsa. The money they spent to get him to come there.
Might be the number one pick in the draft.
Arizona's another one of those teams. And then Arkansas. Cal.
Coach Cal.
Pretty good.
Closing arguments brought to you by Less Skin Law. Visit lessskinlaw.com for more information. Less Skin Law's one-day divorce mediation. Peace treaties, not war plans. That'll do it for us. We'll send you on your way. Ducks Insider is next. For Danny Morang, that's Casey Smith. Great job today, amigo.
The little kahuna.
I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something. I would do.
Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.